Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava, my Waiava boys in building number 10, Cashbox boys, my FDC faithfuls, you know who you are, and to anyone else listening behind the walls tonight. But I also want to welcome those of you that aren't behind the walls, that are listening, sitting in your dining room table maybe, or still stuck in that traffic going out to the west side. Thank you for tuning in. Free Inside Ministry is the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. And we have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there very shortly. Mahalo to all those who have joined in with us this evening. Feel free to check out our website at www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of the programs that we've broadcasted in a podcast format to download for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page with the same name, and it's Free Inside Ministry. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know if this program has helped you in any way. Want to give a shout out to all of our friends listening up there in Ogden, Utah. Stay warm, and stay warm. Aloha no. Our anchor verse, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." If you go on further in verses 12 to 14 in Jeremiah 29, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Tonight's message is titled Broken Promises. Growing up, anyone ever made you a promise that they didn't keep? Anyone besides me listening tonight ever break a promise? You know, a lot of times we set ourselves up for failure, for disappointment, for broken hearts and hurt feelings. It usually is not intentional, but the end result is just the same. It's usually a sad ending. It's usually a hurtful ending. It's usually a scar on our emotional being that can last for a very, very long time. You remember growing up when your parents would tell you like to do something like to go clean the yard? I don't even know if people do that anymore. But anyway, when I was growing up, my dad would say, "Go clean the yard." Or how about this one? You like this one? "Hey, go wash the dishes." And you know, for some reason, we didn't want to do it right at that moment, right at that time. So we were probably busy like on the phone or just doing nothing, but we didn't want to do it. That was the main thing. So what did we always say to our parents? "Don't worry, I'm going to do it. Don't worry, I promise, I promise, I promise I'm going to do it." It reminds me of a story I wanted to share with everyone listening tonight. For those of you that just tuned in, this is the Free Inside Ministry on 99.5. This is a story about Kimo's dad. Kimo's dad had come home early from work one day during the week, and normally Kimo's dad would come home long after the sun had gone down. But on this day, this Wednesday, his dad was home from the office early. It had been such a long time since Kimo and his dad played catch in the backyard, and Kimo wanted to show his dad that he was getting better at playing baseball. Kimo's dad had played baseball when he was growing up. He actually played in high school, and he actually was able to go to college on a baseball scholarship. Baseball was Kimo's favorite sport because it was his dad's favorite sport. At 9 years old, it's kind of like a coming out event when you want to show your dad how hard you could throw the baseball. As his dad walked into the living room, Kimo was excited and jumped off the couch and told his dad, "Hey, Dad, Let's go play catch. I've gotten better since the last time, and I want to show you. I want to show you, Dad. Kimo's dad looked proudly at his son and glanced quickly at his watch. Hey, sounds good, son. Let me just finish this presentation for work, and I'll grab my glove, okay? I promise. Okay, Dad, sounds good. I'll go wait on the lanai. Thanks so much, Dad. All right, Dad. Good job, Dad. Thanks, said Kimo as he bounced out of the house, happy as he could be. He was going to play catch with his dad. All right. Well, about an hour had gone by, and the sun was slowly creeping down past the top of the mango tree, and Kimo kept throwing his ball in his glove patiently, sitting on the lanai, knowing his dad would be really proud of him today. So Kimo marched back into the house to check on his dad. Hey, Dad, how's it going? I'm still waiting to throw with you. Now, Kimo's dad had run into a glitch with the program, and the cost projections were wrong, and he was trying to reconfigure this spreadsheet for his boss at work, and he was really stressing out when he replied, Son, I said I'd be out there. Just wait, I promise. But this is an important project, and if I don't get it done, my boss is going to get mad at me, and if he gets mad at me, I don't want him to fire me. Where will we be, son? Time is money, boy, and I've got to make the best use of my time right now. I said we play catch. I meant it. Go wait outside. I'm almost pow. I promise. Kimo, saddened by his dad's reply, slowly went outside to sit on the lanai. He watched the sun dropping lower and lower below the mango tree in the backyard. He knew his dad worked very hard. They had a nice house. He went to a private school, and they got to go to the mainland for a vacation every summer. So he knew his dad worked so hard. And Kimo knew how expensive everything was living in Hawaii. His mom was always worried about paying the bills, and that's why his dad had to work such long hours. Sheepishly, Kimo went back into the house, and he said, Dad, how much do you make an hour, Dad? And he looked around the front door. What do you want, Kimo? Replied the dad, sounding frustrated as ever. Dad, I just want to know how much money you make at work. That's all. Sorry. What kind of question is that, son? You know I'm busy. I'm under a lot of pressure to get this project done. I told you that before. Why you want to ask me a silly question like, where's your mom? Lonnie, talk to your son. I got to finish this project before they fire me. And just take care of the boy. Kimo's mom came from the kitchen and walked with Kimo out of the living room. Kimo knew his dad was right. Work is important. You know, it does pay the bills after all. Well, a short time later, Kimo's dad finished the spreadsheet. All right, all power. Where's my boy? As he looked outside, it was now dark. He went to the lanai, and Kimo was nowhere to be found. He asked his wife, Hey, Lonnie, honey, you see Kimo? Where's the boy? We're going to go play catch. I can't find him. Lonnie replied, Well, dear, it's pretty dark, and, you know, he waited a pretty long time for you. He understands how important your work is, and he was just being so patient waiting for you. But it's late now. He might be in his room, dear. So Kimo's dad was happy that his project was done, but it would look great tomorrow at the manager's meeting, and his boss would be so happy. But on the other hand, he didn't play catch with his son, Kimo, but, oh, his boy would understand. It was work. It was a big project, and it was due. What else could I have done, thought Kimo's dad. As he opened the door to Kimo's room, he could see the glove and the worn baseball by his boy's pillow. But he was holding something in his right hand. His fist was clenched pretty tightly, so Kimo's dad bent down and tried to open those little fingers wrapped around whatever it was holding in his hand. Slowly, he pried the fingers open, and a bunch of crumpled dollar bills were in the center of his boy's hand. It was about $23 to be exact. Now Kimo opened his tired little 9-year-old eyes. He said, Hi, Dad. I got tired. I was waiting so long, so I'm sorry, but I was waiting, Dad, and I just came to my room to take a nap. Oh, that's okay, son. That's, you know, Dad's project took a little longer than he expected. But, boy, what's this money doing in your hand? Oh, Dad, that's nothing. I knew you were so busy with your project, but I thought if I could buy just half an hour of your time, you would play catch with me, but then it'd be worth your time. I just wanted to show you I gotten better, Dad. I just needed half an hour. That's all, Dad. I wanted to buy half an hour. But it's okay, Dad. You are busy. As Kimo went back to sleep, he couldn't see the tears in his dad's eyes. He couldn't see the lump in his father's throat, and he couldn't feel the pain that his dad was feeling in his heart. Right then, his dad realized that all his son wanted, his only son, his pride and joy, all that little boy wanted to do was to show him that he had gotten better at playing the sport he loved. Don't worry, son, I promise. Those empty words were still echoing in his mind as he left the bedroom. Have you ever broken a promise? Just like me, probably every day, but you see, sometimes we don't realize the damage that broken promises can cause. Sometimes we don't understand the hurt that it creates. Sometimes we don't know the pain that we can place upon someone that we love. Some of us are scarred for a long time. Some of us are even scarred for a lifetime. It could be a promise to a friend. It could be a promise to your parents, a promise to your spouse. It could be a promise even to your children or your boss or maybe to yourself. It could even be a promise possibly that you've made with God. Oh, God, I promise, God, you get me out of this jam, God. I promise I'll start going to church, God. I promise, God. Honey, just bail me out, honey. You got to bail me out. I don't want to stay in jail. This is the last time. I won't get into any more trouble. I promise, honey. I promise I'm going to quit. I don't want to drink anymore. I'm tired of drinking. I don't want to drink anymore. I promise I'm going to quit. I promise I'm not going to do drugs anymore. I don't want to get high. I'm tired of being a drug addict. I'm going to change. I'm not going to do drugs anymore. I promise. Oh, honey, I promise. I'm not going to hit you anymore. I love you. I'm not going to hit you, honey. I promise. Honey, I promise. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm not no more power ready. I promise. I'm not going to cheat anymore on you, honey. I promise, I'm going to try harder, I promise. All these broken promises continue to break the hearts of those that we love so near and dear to us. And it breaks God's heart also. He grieves for us and he grieves with us. There is only one person that has never broken a promise in all of humanity, and that's God. God never leaves us, it says so in the Bible. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. In the Jesus version, it says, no way I ever going to leave you. No way I ever going to hemmo myself from you. That's in Hebrews 13:5. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In the Jesus version, I'm going to stick with you guys all the way to the world going pow. That's in Matthew 28:20. You know, I don't know where your walk is with God, my beloved. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Free Inside Ministry, 99.5. Thank you for joining in. We're talking about broken promises tonight and how a lot of us not only receive broken promises, but we make promises that we break. But there's one person that has never broken a promise, and that's God. I don't know where your walk is, my beloved, with God. I don't even know if you even know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but I'm going to give you that opportunity later tonight. I pray that you do, and I pray that you would have them in your heart and your soul. But, you know, here's some scriptures about God's promises. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises that are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Jeremiah 29:11, we know that by heart. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you future and a hope. Matthew 11:28-29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Philippians 4:19. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:37-39. No, despite all these things, overwhelmingly victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Proverbs 1:33, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. In Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The promises of God are powerful and awesome to grasp. I pray that these scriptures about God's promises are helpful to you today. See, God will never leave us nor forsake us. There's also a promise that I wanted to talk to you about tonight, and that's the promise of salvation, my brothers and sisters. I don't know where your walk is. I don't know what you've done. I don't care what you've done. I care more about what you're going to do. I don't care about the choices you've made, but I do care about the choices you can make moving forward. You see, the promise of salvation, it's about eternal life in heaven, and it's for all of us, each and every one of us. It's not only for the people that go to church. It's not only for those people that look perfect. No, it's for everyone. Salvation is for anyone who's walking this earth today. You see, many of us don't realize that we're all going to live for eternity. Yes, we are. The question is whether it's going to be in heaven or if it's going to be in hell. So my question to you, my brothers, my sisters, all my beloved, is not if, but where are you going to live for eternity? It's up to you. It's a choice. It really is up to you. You either choose God or you choose Satan. You can't have it both ways. And no decision is a decision. It's very easy. It's called the ABCs of salvation. Admit you're a sinner. Believe in Jesus. Confess that Jesus is Lord. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. Who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. My brothers and sisters, I bring you the good news. I bring you the good news of Jesus Christ. I bring you the good news of a Lord and Savior that wants to have a personal relationship with you. I'm not talking about a big religion. I'm not talking about a big God or big church. I'm talking about a big God. I'm not talking about a big problem. I'm talking about a God that can solve that problem. But you know, my beloved, if you're happy with the way your life is going right now, God bless you, and may he always bless you. But if things are a little upside down right now, if maybe you're stressing out about a situation, now you don't have to be, like I say, in prison to be in prison. Everyone has problems. Whether you're inside those walls or outside the walls, everyone has problems. That is a fact of life. If you feel like you're stuck with not too many options, maybe even no options at all, if you feel like the world is pulling you down right now, if things aren't going the way you thought they should be going, Maybe your world's just spinning right now. Maybe you're faced with a lot of challenges right now. You don't know who to call. You don't know where to go for help, but you just feel that pressure. You feel that pressure pushing in on you. You feel like things are compressing, and you've got to make a decision, and you don't know what to do. Maybe, and I'll just suggest this, maybe my brothers, maybe my sisters, would you agree with me? Maybe, possibly, it's time for a change. Maybe it's time to see what happens if you really let God not only take you over, but let him make you over. You see, he's not going to take you over unless he can make you over. What's the use? It won't make sense. What have you got to lose? If you're in a bind right now, if you're in a situation right now, if it doesn't look like there's any good that's going to come out of it, if your back's up against the wall, if you're stuck in a corner and it doesn't look like it's going to get better, what have you got to lose? Let go and let God. He already said that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I pray with you right now, my brothers and sisters, sitting right there in your bunk, sitting right there in the bed, right there in your cell. It's just me. It's just you. It's just God. He wants you to come home. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants that personal relationship with you. You know, it's not about... It's just about being right with God. You know, even when we go into all the facilities, my prayer, my wish, my hope, and my dream for myself and the team is that you're right with God. Because my brothers and sisters, if you are right with God, then your family, then your loved ones, then your kids have a chance in this chaotic world that we live in. Because without God, you have no chance. If the world got you where you're at right now, let the word of God deliver you. If the world got you into all of the situations and the trouble that you're in, let the word of God save you. If the world got you to a place where you have no answers, let the word give you the answers. My brothers and my sisters, if your life is right where you want it to be, God bless you. But if there's anybody out there, and I'm speaking right to you, listening right now, sitting in Halava, sitting in Wayava, sitting at FDC, sitting at OCCC, sitting even in WCCC, sitting in Saguaro, Arizona, sitting at your dining table, sitting in traffic right now. If you want a change in your life, then maybe tonight's the night. Maybe this is the time right now. I'm going to give you an opportunity to say a prayer with me. Now, this prayer is only good if it's what you want. If you really think that you need a change and you want God to come into your life, that's the prayer we're going to say. It's between you and God. It's not because I want to hear you say it. It's not because I want the car driving next to you or your bunkmate or your cellmate to hear it. This is a covenant that you're making with the Lord. And we already said, anyone who calls upon the Lord will be saved. So if you want to, you can repeat this prayer. The Lord hears your heart. He hears your words. Dear God, repeat after me. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you, against others, and against myself. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I believe he rose on the third day. We celebrate the resurrection, not the crucifixion. Lord, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Take my life. It is yours. I need to change. I want to be a better person. I want you to change me, Jesus. And now I say this so that I can hear this, so that you can hear this, and so the devil can hear this. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I will dwell in the house of the Lord today and for the rest of the days of my life forever. Amen. Now, if you've said this prayer, I want to welcome you into the kingdom. I want to thank you for making a choice to take a chance to change your life. I want to thank you on behalf of your families. I want to thank you on behalf of your children. I want to thank you on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you have confessed with your mouth and you have called upon the name of the Lord. You are saved. I want you to get into the Word. I want you to read your Bible. I want you to surround yourselves with people that believe in God. And most of all, most importantly, I want you, if you could, just to pray every day, to thank God for all the blessings you have. Now, where you're at, you might say, Bula, how can I be blessed? I'm in prison. Well, my beloved, let me put it this way. If the Lord has blessed you so that the things that used to control you, you now control, in my book, that's a blessing. If things that used to get you upset before now don't even bother you, that's a blessing. If things that used to irritate you before don't irritate you anymore, that's a blessing. The Lord's going to change you because He wants you to be in a right relationship with Him. That's all it is. It's just a father telling his daughter. It's just a father telling his son, come here, boy. Come here, girl. Let daddy take care of you. It's just like our relationships with our kids. We just want to take care of our kids, make their life a little easier so they don't have to struggle like we did. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of all of our families. But it's by the blood we're redeemed. For those of you that said the prayer, welcome once again. I welcome you into the kingdom. And for those of you that are thinking about it, next time. But tomorrow is guaranteed for no one. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Have a blessed evening. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Mahalo once again. God bless you. And God take care of you tonight. Ahuyo.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bula Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.